And here's your afternoon news. There is $76 million worth of construction happening in American Samoa currently. The information was revealed in a report that Chief Procurement Officer Tia Masunu, Dr. Mikaele Etuwale, provided at the request of the House Government Operations Committee. It lists all active construction contracts as of January 11, 2021. The contracts have a total value of $76.2 million. Of that amount, all but $15.4 million is awarded to a single construction company, Paramount Builders. Tia Masunu answered committee questions regarding the awarding of contracts, the progress of projects, some of which had groundbreaking ceremonies last year, and the justification for sole sourcing of road repair projects. FOFO Representative Andra Samoa stated she had tallied the active projects, and out of the total worth of $76.2 million, one company, Paramount Builders, is awarded $61.8 million in projects, leaving just $15.4 million for the rest of the construction businesses in American Samoa. Are all these projects by Paramount ongoing? Asked Representative Samoa. The CPO answered, yes. Samoa recalled that for the Afono Road project, the Director of Public Works, Faliosino Voigt, had testified that the job had been sole-sourced to Paramount Builders for $1.7 million. She said that Paramount had materials ready for the Afono Road left over from the LBJ Hospital Road project. She said there was already a contract for Paramount Builders for the Afono Road job. The CPO explained that it's true, the job is being sole sourced to Paramount, but the contract has not yet been completed. Procurement is waiting for the backup documents to draw up the construction contract for the Afono Road project. Representative Manava Alofa Tutuila Manasse asked about the status of the Taputimu Loop Road, which had a groundbreaking last year. According to the CPO, the Source Evaluation Board has submitted a recommendation, and he needs to review the bid files and documentation before making a decision on the winning bidder. A graduate of Pacific Horizon School, Victor Chin, has been accepted to the U.S. Air Force Academy, his first choice of the nation's prestigious service academies. Announcing Chin's acceptance, Congresswoman Uifatale Amata said, "I'm very pleased to announce a fully qualified appointment for Victor Chin to attend the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. Congratulations to Victor and to his proud parents, Michelle and Manua Chin. Victor will graduate with honors from Pacific Horizon School, all while co-enrolled for coursework at Stanford University. His resume includes an impressive list of activities, volunteering, and leadership roles. These include an ASPA internship focusing on meteorological data, leading beach cleanups and aluminum recycling efforts, volunteering with the Boys and Girls Club, holding the titles of president and treasurer in the Pacific Horizon School's chapter of the National Honor Society, and being the co-founder and secretary of the ASCCA Youth Club. His other athletic, music, and educational activities include American Samoa Sailing Program, Junior Golf, president of the Pacific Horizon School Technology Club, Onuri Piano Academy recitals, vice president of the PHS Debate Club, and the Pacific Horizon School basketball co-captain. The Air Force Academy acceptance is a wonderful, well-deserved opportunity for Victor, Amata said. It takes hard work and perseverance to attain the necessary academics and be ready to take on the next challenge in one of our nation's superb service academies. Congratulations also to all the local educators and other family and friends involved along the way. Victor also placed first in the Island-Wide Science Fair and will represent American Samoa at the national competition later this year. The American Samoa government is poised to launch an Information and Communications Technology Workforce Development Program using a grant from the CARES Act. The funding is awarded through the Community Services Block Grant, a program under the Department of Commerce. Governor Leimanu Paletimonga said the initiative aims to provide professional development and training to the ASG workforce. This training will specifically support the growth of the IT and ICT fields, which in turn supports related industries. All training and courses are to be held online, with ASG paying for all costs. Departments have been told to submit their representatives for the training no later than March 25th. The contact person for the initiative is Michael McDonald. You can reach him at the DOC, 633-5155, or email him, michael.mcdonald@doc.as. And finally, in news from Apia, the number of people in Samoa with kidney disease has gone past the 500 mark. TV One Samoa reports the Samoan National Kidney Foundation is seeing an increase every year. Leituala Dr. Ben Matalavea said there are still people who do not want to acknowledge that they have been affected, especially those with diabetes and high blood pressure. Just as the number of people affected by diabetes and high blood pressure keeps rising, the number of people needing dialysis is also increasing, said Leituala. He urged those with non-communicable diseases to get help because they will most certainly end up at the Samoa Kidney Foundation for dialysis. If we can treat these diseases, then it will not only help us stay away from dialysis, it will save our government a lot of money, he added. That's your afternoon news.